Hello, Jughead. This is Archie. Come over right away. It's a matter of life or death.
Oh, relax, Archie. Relax.
Yes, indeed, and you relax too, folks, while you visit Archie Andrews of comic strip fame, his family, and his friends. You know Archie, and now he comes to you with all his gang in a YMCA presentation, A Day at Camp. Well, as we look in on the friendly little city of Riverdale, we find Archie engaged in the great American pastime, sitting on the porch of the girl next door, whiling away a sunny afternoon.
Well, Betty, school's almost out.
Yes. How many more days?
Well, I haven't figured it out exactly, Betty, but roughly speaking, there's about 41 hours, 15 minutes, and 30 seconds of school time left this term.
Archie?
Hmm?
Have you made any plans for the summer?
Oh, sure. I'm going to Stevens Lake with the folks this year.
Are you, Archie, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's wonderful. But aren't you going back to the YMCA camp at Whitmore Lake?
Nope. I'd rather be at Stevens Lake this summer.
Why, Archie?
Well, Stevens Lake is a beautiful lake.
What else?
Well, the scenery's swell.
What else?
And it's always cool there.
What else?
And a lot of people I like will be there.
Who, Archie?
Oh, lots of people. In fact, I hear Veronica's family's taking the cottage right next door to ours.
Oh, I see.
Did I say something?
Oh, no, Archie. Not a thing. Well, I'd better go see if I can help Mother. See you later, Archie.
Oh, gee whiz. A girl is one thing a fellow like me will never understand.
Mary.
Yes, dear?
Mary, I've been thinking. Perhaps we ought to have Archie go to the YMCA camp at Whitmore Lake this summer.
Well, now, what made you decide that, dear?
Well, I don't know. Tom Jones is telling me he's sending Jughead to camp again, and I think it's a good idea. To teach the kids how to get along with each other, how to keep out of mischief, and if there's one lesson Archie needs, that's it.
Well, perhaps you're right, dear.
Well, of course I'm right.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Mom.
Hello, son.
Hello, Archie.
Say, Dad, don't you think we ought to run out to the lake tomorrow and get the cottage ready for the summer?
Oh, your mother and I were just talking about that, Archie.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. We're thinking you might like to go to camp again this year.
What?
Mm-hmm. I had a talk with Sam Blake at the Y. They still have room at Whitmore Lake for a few more campers.
Oh, no, Dad. I'm not interested in camp this year.
Well, why not, son? Didn't you have fun at camp?
Oh, yeah, Dad, sure. It's a swell camp, but, well, I'd rather sooner go to Stevens' camp this summer.
Oh, well, Jughead is going to camp, Archie.
Yeah, I know, Dad, but I'd still rather go to Stevens Lake.
Well, Fred, if the boy doesn't want to go to camp...
All right, son, I won't press the point. You may go to Stevens Lake.
Gee, thanks, Dad.
After all, it's your decision.
Veronica. Hello, Veronica.
Hello, Archie. Where y'all going?
I was on my way over to see Jug, Veronica.
That anything special?
Well, yeah, sort of. Wanted to talk to him about this summer.
Oh?
Yeah, you know what almost just happened?
Why?
My dad almost wanted me to go to camp at Whitmore Lake.
Really? Why, that's quite a coincidence.
Coincidence?
Yes, I'm going to camp at Whitmore Lake.
You are?
Uh-huh. I'm going to Camp Minnetonka.
Camp Minnetonka? You mean right next door to the Y camp?
Uh-huh.
But, gee, well, I thought your folks took a cottage at Stevens Lake.
Well, they did, but I'm not going. It's too dull at Stevens Lake. Why, Archie, where are you rushing off to?
Home, Veronica. Home to reverse a decision.
And so, when Archie was 42 classroom hours older, Archie arrived at camp.
Come on, Jack.
Where are we going?
To the recreation hall. Uncle Bill's going to make a speech.
Okay, fellas. Let's have some quiet. I don't want to make any speeches. I just want to welcome you back to Camp Greylock and say we're going to have a lot of fun together. Now, I know our new campers have heard of our program of character building and racial understanding. Well, don't let those big words frighten you. It means only hours of good sportsmanship, teamwork, and fun. Baseball, swimming, arts and crafts, canoeing, and all the other camp activities. It means that there are boys here of many different racial backgrounds, but we're all Americans. Now remember, all together. These are the things the Y stands for. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, about rules. Just one rule I want to mention now. No one is to take out a canoe at any time, unless he is qualified. And unless there's another canoe in the vicinity with a counselor in it. Got that?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's just plain safety. I'll have to punish anyone who violates that rule. Okay. Now, schedule for this afternoon, boys. Baseball on the main athletic field. Following that, a free period.
Gee, Jug, maybe I can get permission to visit Veronica.
Yeah.
Okay, fellas. Now let's go out and play ball. All of us.
Gee, that's right. Oh, boy, hand me a bat. Here's where I smack a home run right into the leg. Here's where
Attention, athletic field. Archie Andrews, report to the front office. Archie Andrews, report to front office.
Oh, me?
Archie Andrews, report to front office. That is all.
Oh, well, I'd probably have struck out anyway.
Send for me, Uncle Bill.
Archie, I got a visitor who'd like to see the camp. Thought you wouldn't mind escorting her around.
Her?
Yes, Miss Agatha Gush. The sister of one of our new campers. She's just visiting for the day.
Agatha Gush?
That's right. You find her waiting on the front lawn.
Yes, Uncle Bill. Oh, could I ask you something?
Yes?
Could I have permission to leave campgrounds during the free period tonight?
Leave camp?
Yeah, I'd like to visit a friend at Camp Minnetonka.
I see. Well, Andrews, maybe. Check with me when you come back from guiding Miss Gush. I'll let you know then.
Yes, Uncle Bill. I'll guide Miss Gush like she's never been guided before.
Oh, are you going to guide me around camp?
Yes, Miss Gush.
Oh, you may call me Agatha.
All right, Agatha.
You're sweet.
Beg pardon?
You're sweet.
Agatha, I don't know what, but something you got needs oiling. Well, shall we look at the camp?
Oh, I'd love to. What do we see first?
Well, how'd you like to see a real swell baseball game?
Baseball?
Yeah. We'll go down to the athletic field. You can sit on a nice, comfortable bench and watch me hit a ball all over the field.
Yeah, all right. Will it take long?
Oh, no, only 2 hours or so.
Oh, but then it would be time for me to go home.
That's what I mean.
Oh, but I'd rather just take a nice walk around camp. A nice, long, long walk.
Yeah, somehow I knew you would.
Just look at the gorgeous daisies. Aren't they divine?
Yeah, simply divine.
My, just look at the hills. Everything looks so gigantic way up there.
Yeah, gigantic.
My, just look at the valley. Everything looks so infinitesimal down there.
Yeah, what you said.
Oh, look, a squirrel. Isn't he sweet?
Agatha, you're squeaking again. Yes, Agatha, this is the lake. Well, now you've seen it all.
Oh, look, canoes.
Yeah, we got a dozen of them.
Oh, I'd love to go canoeing.
Can't.
But why not?
It's against the rules to go out in a canoe alone.
Oh, but I've never been in a canoe.
Then I'm certainly not taking you out in one.
I think you're afraid to go out in an old canoe.
Listen, Agatha, I am not afraid.
Then let me see you take two.
All right, I will. But just a few feet from the dock.
All right, just a few feet.
And then right back in again.
All right.
Okay, hop in. Now, sit back there. Oh, hand me that paddle.
Here.
Now, untie that rope.
All right.
Hey, don't push out that way.
Why not?
I told you we can't go out very far. Well, do you like canoeing?
Yeah, I guess so. But it's very dull.
Well, you've had enough now. I'm going to take it back in.
Oh, but I haven't paddled yet.
And you're not going to.
Oh, but I want to
paddle just a little, please.
Agatha, cut it out. Agatha, sit down. Agatha. Oh, how do I get into these things?
Help! Help me! I'm drowning! Help!
Jewish, I'm coming, Agatha!
Help! Help!
Here I am. Hold on to my shoulders. Agatha.
Help!
Agatha.
Help!
You'll be all right. Oh. That's right. No, no, not around my neck, Agatha. Agatha, let go! Agatha! Help!
Andrews, listen to me. Andrews!
Is this any time for lectures? Help!
Andrews, stand up!
What?
I said stand up. The water's only 3 feet deep.
Oh, gee whiz.
Oh, it is only 3 feet.
Yes, Agatha. This is where you get off.
Well, Andrews, any explanation for this?
No, sir.
All right, Andrews. No canoeing for you for 2 weeks. And you'll spend the free period tonight in your bunk.
Yes, Uncle Bill.
Oh, my hero, my hero.
Well, now.
But you're my hero. You saved my life.
Agatha, the water was only 3 feet deep.
Yes, but it might have been deeper.
But it wasn't. Now, I got to go to my bunk.
Then this is goodbye?
Uh-huh.
But I don't even know your name.
Why do you want to know my name?
Because I'd like to call you sometime in the city.
What? My name, Agatha, is Jughead. Jughead Jones.
Hi, Archie. Gee whiz, what happened to you?
I fell in the lake.
In the lake? How?
Never mind the gruesome details, Jug. But I can't use a canoe for 2 weeks, and I can't visit Veronica tonight. And Uncle Bill lectured me about that character building again.
Gee, that's tough.
It sure is. Well, say, what's all that stuff?
This? Oh, some new baseball things. See, new glove.
Gee, that's a beauty.
And spike shoes, and a new bat and a ball, and the whole uniform.
Gee whiz, Jug. Well, where'd you get all that?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Oh, no fooling, Archie. As I was walking down to the bunk, some guy came rushing up to me and gave me this stuff. Kept shouting how I saved his daughter's life.
Saved his daughter's life?
Yeah. Some man by the name of Gush. Joseph P. Gush.
Jughead, the next time Uncle Bill spouts off about character building and I don't pay attention, will you kick me?
Kick you, Archie?
Yes, Jug, and you can start right now.
Archie Andrews' Day at Camp has been a YMCA presentation. The script was written by Carl Jampel and is based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie was played by James Dobson, Charles Urquhart directed, with Henry Silverne at the organ. And this is Bob Sherry saying, so long.